Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Sunday's World Cup final averaged over 42 million viewers on Fox TV for the match itself, plus nearly 24 million on Telemundo in this country. The Miami Dolphins gave All-Pro linebacker Jordan Brooks a three-year extension. In Major League Baseball, the Yankee home game against Pittsburgh was rained out. They'll play a doubleheader on Wednesday, and Yankees lefty Max Fried will come off the injured list to start Wednesday night. Boston's won 14 straight, but the Red Sox home game against Baltimore was rained out. They'll play two on Wednesday. The Dodgers were 2-1 winners at Philadelphia as the Phils ran into a double play to end the game. The Mets won at Milwaukee 4-0. Cleveland beat Minnesota 5-2, while Texas shut out the White Sox 10-0. And Arizona beat the A's in the late game 6-5 with two runs in the bottom of the 10th. Colorado edged Washington 8-7 on a solo homer bottom of the 8th. Hunter Goodman's 31st.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Treaty Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Treaty Oak Revival. West End says to generate. Treaty Oak Revival.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority to finalize approval of sustainability fee. Sheriff's Office rescue hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 68 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority's next regular meeting will be this afternoon at 4 at the Paso Robles Culinary Arts Academy. Action items on this meeting's agenda pertain to the groundwater sustainability fees to be placed on the county tax roll. One item continues reviewing appeals regarding landowner fees, which are disputes in the calculated amount of groundwater consumption. The other two items formally adopt the schedule of the groundwater sustainability fees, and the other is a request for the County of San Luis Obispo to collect the fees through the secured property tax roll. The fee was calculated to be $22.90 per acre foot of consumptive groundwater use. You can attend the meeting this afternoon in person or watch online. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a multifamily residential structure fire yesterday morning. The fire was located at a two-story apartment at 5470 Paso Robles Avenue at about 10:07 a.m. The fire department says the exterior balcony of the second story was actively involved in the fire and that flames had already progressed into the attic. Firefighters determined that the attic contained extensive, well-established damage. Lower levels sustained smoke and water damage. All four units of the apartment were rendered uninhabitable, displacing seven occupants. The fire was fully knocked down at about 28 minutes after dispatch, 10:35 a.m. Crews remained on the scene for approximately 2 hours, completing extensive overall operations. Sheriff's Office rescue hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County Sheriff's Office released details of a successful search and rescue operation that occurred Friday, July 17th. According to a release from the Sheriff's Office yesterday, a hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park had gone on a solo hike in the area, visiting family on the Central Coast. He contacted a family member to report he was lost and that his cell phone battery was nearly depleted. The Sheriff's Office quickly launched a coordinated air and ground search of the area's trail system. About an hour after search operations began, the hiker was located. He was found to be cold and disoriented, but otherwise uninjured. The Sheriff's Office reminds anyone planning to hike a few simple steps up to take a few simple steps of precaution before heading out on the trail. Always let someone know where you're going and when you expect to return. Carry a fully charged cell phone with a portable battery pack. Bring plenty of water and avoid hiking alone whenever possible. Mid-State Fair opens up at 4 p.m. today. Shuttle services to the fair are available from the Albertson Shopping Center, City Hall at 10th and Spring Street, and the Lowe's Shopping Center. Tonight in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Willie Nelson and family. Tomorrow morning is the free pancake breakfast at 7:30 a.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. Enjoy free scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, orange juice, and coffee. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1, the Padres over the Braves 8-3, the Royals beat the Giants 3-2, the Angels over the Cardinals 5-1, the Diamondbacks beat the Athletics 6-5. The Yankees and Pirates game was rescheduled due to inclement weather. Tonight, the Padres will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Phillies, the Angels will face the Cardinals, the Giants will go against the Royals, the Athletics will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Pirates in a doubleheader. In California news, the Trump administration said it is deferring more than $1 billion in Medicaid payments to Minnesota and California because of suspected fraud and noncompliance. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the actions are part of the administration's strategy to, quote, stop the fraud before it happens, rather than hold problematic actors accountable after the fraud has occurred. A three-year-old in Southern California was bitten by a rattlesnake just steps from her front door earlier this week. Addie, the daughter of Manuel Barajas, ran to the front door as a package from Amazon arrived and had been dropped over the gate into their front yard. The girl knew the package was a gift to her, but a Southern Pacific rattlesnake was hiding beneath the package, biting her left hand as she picked it up. She has spent days in the hospital receiving antivenom. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Yesterday, we reported on peptides and how they have the potential to bring together the best of both worlds when it comes to chemistry and biologicals. MicroPep is developing a peptide-based biofungicide product called Promisin that Vice President of Regulatory Affairs Kevin Leiner says offers a broad spectrum of activity across several different crops.
It's a really interesting product because it has a novel mode of action. It acts to disrupt the cell membrane of the fungal pathogen directly. It has a broad spectrum of activity, so we think it's useful for a large number of fungal pathogens and crops. It is currently focused on soy, grape, and potato diseases.
Leiner says the initial targets will include powdery and downy mildew in grapes and late blight in potatoes.
The nice thing about our product is that it fits into existing integrated pest management programs quite nicely. Bringing this novel mode of action into their program will help manage resistance against other pesticides. And so we think it's a valuable addition that way.
The company is currently working through the process to secure regulatory approvals.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Livestock producers Western Video Market just wrapped up its Silver Legacy sale in Reno, Nevada, and what a sale it was. Tremendous buyer demand and record prices for both cattle and sheep. Their next big summer video sale is August 10th and 11th from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. However, the consignment deadline is this Thursday, July 23rd. So let the professionals at Western Video Market go to work for you and bring top dollar for your livestock. Contact your local Western Video Market rep or visit WVMCattle.com.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my bone, snakes in my case.
KPRL News continues at 818. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Since 2016, California's Healthy Soils Program has allocated more than $162 million from caps and trade proceeds through California Climate Investments to improve soil health and sequester carbon by minimizing soil organic carbon, loss associated with tillage, and adding organic carbon from external inputs and plant biomass. Healthy soils practices increase soil carbon storage and help mitigate climate change. While many studies focus on cereal cropping systems in temperate climates, California's Mediterranean climate and diverse cropping systems require tailored solutions. To address this, 7 field trials were conducted in California's Central Coast region. The region's specific experiences, outcomes, and review was published by California Agriculture, the Journal of UC Agriculture and Natural Resources. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 South, just south of the San Ramon off-ramp. CHP says that a vehicle hit a golden retriever. The Golden Retriever is currently in the center divide, ready for pickup, and CHP has a unit en route. The incident was first reported at about 7:51 this morning. Again, a vehicle hit a dog on the US 101 just south of the San Ramon off-ramp at about 7:51 this morning. CHP has a unit en route. Traffic report brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Friday into the weekend and Monday through Wednesday next week. 103 Friday, 104 on Saturday, 100 on Sunday, upper 90s on Monday and Tuesday, 98 a week from today. Currently, it is 70 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow and S&P turned higher after losing ground at the open. Super microcomputer shares are up 23% after the AI server company boosted estimates for its current quarter. It secured more than $60 billion worth of new orders during the quarter. AT&T shares are up 4% after the company reported upbeat earnings and more subscribers for its internet service and monthly phone plans. Banco Santander shares up nearly 2% after its upbeat quarter. The bank based in Spain has been aggressively expanding in the U.S. and is buying Connecticut's Webster Financial. The world's top spirits maker, Diageo, is said to be planning major staff cuts, up to 30% of its staff. Diageo is dealing with weaker demand. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Savage Spirits and Deli has great parking for the fair right behind their business at 21st and Spring Street. Stop in and say hi to the ladies on your way to the fair and park your car in a safe parking environment. Support the youth ministries at Christian Life Center by buying your wristband from Savage Spirits and Deli. Only $35 pre-sale. Don't pay $55 at the fair. Get them before they're gone. Sold up to the first day of the fair at Savage Spirits and Deli, 21st and Spring Street in Paso Robles.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Freedioke Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets now at MidStateFair.com and Ticketmaster.com. 3D Oak Revival.
West End says degenerate.
3D Oak Revival.
And don't forget the Red Scooter Deli, two locations, one on 6th Street, that's right next to the Pet Department, and of course, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles, and they're now open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays, so you can plan dinner for Music in the Park. And remember to use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order. Order online, redscooterdeli.com, or call 805-237-1794.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the California Gold Rush, there was probably no more enterprising person than Alexander Todd. It seems everything he did turned to gold. Alexander Todd got gold fever. But when he got to California, he realized he didn't have the physical stamina to work the gold fields. However, it didn't take Alexander long to see a need and fill it. The gold miners yearned for word from home. The nearest post office was a two-week trip to San Francisco. So on July 14, 1849, Alexander Todd started charging $2.50 to take a letter to the San Francisco post office. There was a $1 fee just to inquire if a miner had a letter at the post office, and $16 for each letter he brought back. On his first trip, some merchants wanted him to deliver $150,000 in gold to a company in San Francisco. He gladly did it for $7,500. When Alexander handed the clerk at the San Francisco post office the long list of names, the clerk showed his entrepreneurial capacity. He swore Alexander Todd in as a postal clerk so that he could search the stacks himself. Incidentally, the clerk charged Alexander 25 cents for each letter he found. That didn't bother Alexander because he had discovered another way to make money. He bought a stack of old New York papers for a dollar each and sold them for $8 back at the gold fields. For his trip back to the gold fields, Alexander bought a big rowboat for $300 and charged the people to be transported back to the gold fields. And incidentally, they did the rowing. At the end of the trip, he sold the boat for a $200 profit. Alexander Todd made a fortune using what was to become known as good old American ingenuity.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a multifamily residential structure fire yesterday morning. The fire was located at a two-story apartment at 5470 Robles Avenue, rendering all four units of the apartment uninhabitable. The fire was knocked down about 28 minutes after dispatch. All seven occupants have been displaced. County Sheriff's Office released details of a successful search and rescue operation that occurred Friday, July 17th. According to a release yesterday, a hiker at Montaña de Oro State Park had gone on a solo hike. He contacted a family member to report he was lost and that his cell phone battery was nearly depleted. The Sheriff's Office quickly launched a coordinated ground and air search and rescue operation, and the hiker was found uninjured. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 73 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. A new warning to Iran from President Trump.
He posted on Truth Social saying, from this point forward, anytime the Islamic Republic of Iran shoots at a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, whether it be by missile, rocket, drone, or any other device or weapon, the United States will bomb and destroy one bridge or power plant, including those located next to or in the capital city of Tehran.
Fox's Trey Inks reporting, the commander-in-chief heading to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware.
President Trump says it will be a great honor to pay his respects to the American service members at the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force Base. Last night, the Department of War announced another soldier killed in last weekend's enemy attack, Sergeant Angel S. Ramperstad, 28 years old, of Ozone Park, New York.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Conservative patriots and freedom lovers, join the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County for our biggest event of the year, the Lincoln Reagan Trump Dinner, celebrating America's 250th birthday, August 1st at the Raven Ranch in Templeton. Featured speaker is Trump defender Devin Nunes. General admission tickets, $150, with VIP at $250. Seating is limited and this event will sell out. Visit rpsloc.org for tickets today. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. Remember, they are the replacement window masters. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 60s. And we'll get a little bit warmer for the next several days. On your Thursday, expect 100. 102 on Friday, 103 Saturday. Upper 90s on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:04 a.m., 8:16 p.m. We are at 74. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, Karen will be in about, she's going to be in for sound off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, and she'll have on Douglas Mark, who was attacked in Arroyo Grande, and the Good Samaritan who helped him out. You've heard the story. And Dan Dow will also join in as well. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Five-star rating, 24/7, same day, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's see here. Let's see. Somebody found the Ray Bubin call yesterday very enlightening. For those, Ray, he called in for years, and of course, he was a CPA down there in Atascadero, and he had a stroke, so he's up north. And what this person is asking for is a good source for care for people who have suffered a stroke. The gentleman that emailed me in on this said that his family has been taking care of him, but he just wants to know of any other possibilities. So for those of you that may have had experience with this, if you can send me an email or just let us know somehow about where they can get some source of care for people who have suffered from strokes here in the area. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, on this PRAGA meeting that you're talking about where they're going to vote on their funding on using evaporation, not extraction, which is what the water code requires, a measurement of extraction, not of evaporation. But Section 8.2 of their 21-page agreement when they formed the joint powers has an automatic termination, and this agreement will automatically terminate on June 30th, 2026 if the authority has not yet established fees or fees to fund its activities. They have no money in the bank. They didn't fund on the proper date. They're discussing taking a loan from one of the other agencies to give them money to fund them for 8 months or something.
Yeah, isn't that the Shandon who's going to loan them the money?
Yeah, so, okay, and then what are the, you know, I don't care what the guarantees are. I don't care what these guys want to do. It's amazing to me. In the last meeting, they said, well, we need $600,000. Then it turned to $300,000. Well, we need $300,000 for the first 10 months. So the last 2 months cost $800,000? To have an organization that can't use any of the money to fund the groundwater plan, only to fund the kid from Bakersfield or the attorney. You know, the people that are in these groups that are paying to be part of these two make-believe water districts, Shandon and San Juan, is having a meeting this morning, and that's basically 60 landowners. And then the other group, EPC, they're paying to be part of those groups. Are they now going to be charged also for these fees for this irrigation? And they're not even looking at current numbers. They're looking at numbers that were taken from the last fiscal year. Two fiscal years ago. not current information. So you could be doing nothing this year, and they want to charge you if you're doing something. But it goes back to what's been going on, which we're at the tail end, finally, of this quiet title lawsuit action. And the last argument, there's only one, was San Miguel, or is San Miguel a pueblo? And what that means is a little village built around a mission. And that's something that had to be done before treaties were signed, before the United States came on. It doesn't matter what they did after the United States took over and they became San Miguel. So, we've already proven that there was a list of missions that the Spanish were going to make into pueblos. San Miguel is not on that list. We've also proven that San Miguel was on the list of abandoned missions that was up for sale. So they want to proceed on August 17th to go give that same information to the judge. More power to them. They're just wasting their money. They're not going to do anything. And I bring this up because they have no supplemental water. So these agencies that are doing this stuff, Paso Robles, the county acting as the water district for Shandon, and the two fake water districts that don't deliver any water, and San Miguel, only have authority within their boundaries and with their membership. And it's time for people to stand up and not get circumvented to vote. The Quiet Title Action is going to show that the people that got involved in that established to make sure that their titles were clean and nobody had anything against them that they could force them to do. And the priority right is to the landowner, like yourself, Kevin, and like me. I happen to not be in the basin. I'm in the watershed. You happen to be in the basin, but I think across the Monterey line. So even though you're part of a basin that they stipulated to. And I want to know how they're going to handle the fact when this is over here in the next 3 or 4 weeks on there's 42 properties that are outside of the stipulated basin. As far as I'm concerned, you owe us some money because you agreed. Same thing with this agreement that I just read you. These guys pursue doing what they want to do, regardless of the agreement, regardless of the law, regardless of the water code, to force somebody into something because they don't think anybody will take any legal action against them.
Well, yeah, I mean, that happens in many areas of government. But, Greg, I'll go back just for one of the reasons why Linda and I decided to get in on this, to fight like all the other people, too, is even though we're not, technically in this, was for future reference.
Exactly.
Is that... like you and many of the people that joined in on this, I thought even in California that we were probably going to win this, but I wanted that piece of paper for future use in case any other monkey business comes up and say, nope, this is what the case said. We're clear.
Correct. So we're telling the court, this is the only thing the state allows us to do. We're telling the court that we're the rightful owner and we want to quiet any claims to our property. And these other guys acting as the defendants, they want to claim that they have an action against us, that they have some kind of claim on our property. In this case, it's water. And the burden of proving their claim is put on them. Mm-hmm. So when this action concludes, the judge is going to give a judgment. We already have a judgment on 5 trials. Now you have 1 trial left. It's just going to be the judge and the lawyers. And we already have the proof. By the way, the judge ordered us in this action leading up to this to write the order. When you get into that, and I'm not going to use any of the legal terms, the side that gets hired to write the order of the trial, the judge picks the winner of who's going to win to write the order. We're writing the order. So, and out of the 5 defendants, you have 1 left, San Miguel. The only sheep in the field with no sheepdog and no sheep herder and no money. They've already milked their 900 water meter people to pay over $2 million for this joke of a thing, instead of putting that into finding supplemental water for their community so that they can grow in the future. They can only use, like the other agencies, can use what's called surplus water, which is the extra water that's allowed from the basin if it's available. If it's not available, they're supposed to use their other sources. The Salinas River, Nacimiento, state water if they have it, stormwater capture, whatever. But that's not our problem. That's their problem, and that's the law. They didn't want to follow the law. They wanted to lie, cheat, and steal so that they could spend their money on, art in the dark and part in the park and all the other things they do that they think are so valuable. And this whole thing just continues regardless of what we're talking about. You were talking about these driverless cars and how they could maybe save lives. And how about just fixing the roads? I think that'll save lives. If the roads are good, then you won't have to worry about having a tire problem or some other kind of problem and an accident or whatever. So if you can save 1 life doing that we already pay for, why don't you start there? If you want to drive a driverless car, go to Disneyland. They got a bunch of them.
Yeah, they do. All right.
We've been doing it for years. You get in line, you get in the ride, and then it goes.
But in Los Angeles, in Southern California, it turned into bumper cars, though, because of all that mess down there. All right, Greg.
All right. You guys take care.
All right, appreciate it. All right, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock here at The Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see here on the email. Is there any information on graduates of the Culinary Arts Center getting jobs in the food service business? I have no idea. I refer to the Culinary Arts Academy or whatever it is as the University of Macaroni and Cheese. There you go. Let's see here. Nope, nothing there. Okay. Let's see here. We had the autonomous cars because, there was an email that I missed having to do with that. Here it is. Kevin, it can't be all about just saving lives. This has to do with autonomous vehicles and other things. How many lives would be saved if the speed limits was reduced to 45 miles an hour on the freeway? How many lives are being saved by doing 25 on Spring Street? There has to be a balance between safety and convenience. Well, of course. That's why I like to point out the hypocrisy many times, though, in government. That's it. I mean, 25 on Spring Street is too slow. 45 on the highway would be, or freeways, whatever you want to. By the way, they're not free. So I'll say highways. That just wouldn't work because people are going to go drive faster, and they're designed to do so. So, you know, the 55 back in the day, it would be interesting to see how many tickets were given out when the speed limit on the highways around the country were, was it under Carter? Okay. So, anyway, maybe some thoughts on that. We see screen time. We've got that. We've got that. We got that. Okay. Also, schools. That's your money. Some California schools get three times more funding than others. And, of course, there's reasons for that. All right. Now, some of the ways that the school funding works is schools with large numbers of students who are low income, English learners, homeless, or in foster care get extra funding. Schools in wealthy areas get less state funding, but they make up for it in local property taxes and parents' donations. In other words, they're giving. One of the things that has been pointed out regarding this, that students who are low-income, English learners, etc., that while the funding is significantly higher, the results aren't. Not in all, but in many of them. Now, California adopted the local control funding formula a little more than a decade ago, and it was to bring equity to school funding and ensure students with the most needs got more support. Well, what does its support mean? Well, I'm not sure because I don't see the definition here. But part of the support that isn't mentioned is the support from home. If they're getting no support from home, where is that support coming from? Okay, so it's not consistent in the funding to schools. Now, school districts that are not basic aid get their money through the state's local control funding formula, which includes a base grant plus extra money depending on how many students are low-income and English learners. If more than 55% fall in that category, districts get even more money. So that's what it's based on in many cases. Okay. And how has this been working? Okay, it's very inconsistent, which is not a surprise. Not a surprise at all. So, just again, something to think about when the $400 million bond comes before your face in November on the ballot. Something to think about. All right, 238-5775. 238-KPRL. And is it, yes, is it possible to the balance between safety and convenience? There is, maybe. But one of the things, when people hoot and holler about the safety as opposed to the convenience, many times the examples need to be used to them to point out the facts. Just like you can take some environmental issues when people complain about this, that, and the other and say, well, where do you think this comes from? Where do you think some research comes from? What do you think is around your house? Oil. Look around your house. How many things there have oil in it for your convenience that you want, that you may not be aware of, or maybe you are and you don't want to admit it, that it's extremely important to the quality of life. And I don't mean the government's definition of quality of life. That's each individual's own definition of what their quality of life is, that many of these things that may seem unsafe or risky, there is that possibility. But if you don't, how else would you want to live? Most of us aren't going to live in tents. Good morning, Kevin and KBRL. Just curious, do the autonomous cars avoid potholes like the big ones on 32nd Street? And if not, are the cities going to be sued to fix the cars? I don't know, but here's something I think I remember this, that I don't know if it was in Paso Robles or not, but you could make a claim to the city if you can prove that, you know, whatever, the pothole or maybe something else damaged your vehicle. I think. I'm somehow remembering from a couple of years ago. But again, you just can't go in and say, hey, I got new shocks or new rims because blah, blah, blah. The city isn't just going to cut you a check. Obviously, there's probably some forms that you need to fill out to try and get compensated. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're talking about potholes and Teslas. My son has a late model Tesla, and he takes me for drives in it, and it shows me how cool it can drive and everything. It can't see potholes. It'll nail a pothole right with the its expensive rims.
And you said that's an autonomous car?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fully autonomous. He will leave my house and go to a restaurant, doesn't touch the steering wheel ever.
Okay.
Drives all the way.
So why can't it read potholes?
Because it's stupid.
Oh, well, okay.
sometimes we're driving along and he has to grab the steering wheel to avoid a pothole.
Okay. And, now, what was your reaction the first time you got in one of these vehicles? Was it weird?
Yeah, make sure my seat belt's fastened.
Hmm.
But it's not bad. It kind of, it's like driving with a drunk. It's a little swerves around a little bit, but it's getting better. The newer versions are better.
Okay, so you see that as the future.
Oh, well, figure out the potholes. Either fix the potholes or have it so that it can see a pothole. It's, if a cat comes out the road, it'll stop for that. If a car's pulling out of the driveway, no problem. And it changes lanes and things like that.
How about, does it have the ability to stop if a deer comes flying out?
You know, I haven't checked that one yet.
Well, check that out, and also the wild pigs. I'd like to know that. And with that, I wish we had more time, but we're out of time. Do call back,
okay,
please.
Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority's next regular meeting will be this afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Paso Robles Culinary Arts Academy. Action items on this meeting's agenda pertain to the groundwater sustainability fees to be placed on the tax roll. You can attend in person or watch online. Mid-State Fair opens up at 4 p.m. today. Tomorrow morning is the free pancake breakfast at 7:30 a.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 73 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Mark. He was attacked in Arroyo Grande, and also the Good Samaritan who helped him out will be on the show. It was made some big news here in the county. And Dan Dow will also call in to discuss issues with some judges' sentencing. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Make sure the animals are taken care of, yourself too. And remember to continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.